But boy, what a great night for basketball. There's been a lot of games being played tonight. The Lady Eagles are in the dark blue, and they'll be off to my right side starting here. And, of course, the Nenana Lynx, the Lady Lynx, are in their white jerseys and with the black and gold. We have some singers getting ready to from the Tri-Valley, and the Nenana Lynx schools will be from their choirs and be singing the national anthem. The Pretty is rising. All right. Here comes the choir singing a cappella. Hear that, but the combination choirs from the Nenana School and the Tri-Valley School is just down the road in Beebe. What a great a cappella. In fact, some of the Lady Lynx were out there on the floor singing with their choir, so we're getting ready to get underway. They're announcing the team, Sandpoint Eagles. For the visiting Sandpoint Eagles, we have number three, Alyssa Ludwig.
Number four, Jillian Bjornstedt.
Jillian Bjornstedt, number four, a small forward. Julia Johnson, wearing number five tonight, is playing for the Eagles.
Number 15, Mariana Larson.
Mariana Larson, number 15. Number 15.
Number 21.
Chloe Gardner, number 21. And then we have number 34, Dan Pezza. Anglian. Elena, or Laney as we love to call her there. Kuchinov, number 45. And Madison Thompson, number 55, round out for the visiting Lady Eagles tonight. And Coach Nate Julian is here with the team. And here comes the introduction for the Lady Lynx. They have a lot of girls on the Lynx squad. All right, Mariah Dela Rosa, number one, 12th grader, 5 foot six. Yana Olry is wearing number two, 9th grader, 5 foot 4 inches. Darlene Owen Martin wearing number three. She's also a 9th grader at 5 foot oh. Number four, Heather Canuck. Number 11, 5 foot two, and one of the co-captains for the Lynx. Enda Sandifer, number 11, 12th grader.
Number 12,
Mariel Mike, number 12, also a junior at 5 foot three. We have Teresa George, number 14, another junior at 5'2". Teresa Long is wearing number 15.
Louisa Paul
is coming in wearing number 20 tonight, another senior at 5'3". Michelle Dela Rosa, number 21, a 9th grader at 5'3". We have Annie Taylor wearing number 22, an 11th grader, 5'8". Rowan McPherson, number 23, top floor there. And Angel Brown, number 24, a ninth grader, 5'5". And Coach Dean Overby is coaching the way to wink. Looks like we have one more addition there, number 25, Aaron Kozenwithoff. And it's on one list, but not on the other. Looks like it's the introduction of the teams. Boy, what a great night there. We'll be simulcasting here for both KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., and KIAM AM Nenana, 6:30 on the dial there in Nenana. So if you guys are listening out there, pick us up on the respective cases here. But here we go. We're just about getting ready to start the first quarter. Looks like we're going to have number 55, Madison Thompson, number 34, Don Teza. Number 3, Alyssa. Number 5, Julia Johnson. And that's there coming out for the Eagles. On the floor here, we'll get organized here. We got number 1, Mariah. And number 10, Kimberly. And number 14, Teresa. And number 11, Edna. Hip-hop goes, controlled by the Lynx, number 20. They pass it down, bounced around. It's gone to four different players. We got a jump ball between Don Teza and Heather Canuck there for the Lynx. Got a jump ball. Possession goes over to the Eagles. Comes into Alyssa. Alyssa bounced over to Don Teza. Working up in the backcourt. Stolen by number 20 there, Louisa Paul. She puts it up off the rim. Rebound picked up by the Eagles. Dantezza has the ball. She's working for some help. She's got Alyssa. Alyssa comes between two defenders. Down on the floor goes Dantezza. She loses a handle on it. Picked up by number 1, Mariah. Mariah puts up and draws the first point for the Lady Lynx. All right. A lot of moving of that ball around here. A lot of defense. A man-to-man coverage on there on Alyssa. She's working between two defenders. She can't get help. She's looking for some help. She finds Dantezza. Dantezza finally gets the Eagles over in the front court. Madison picks up the ball. She dribbles down to Key, puts it up against the glass, doesn't get it. Rebound picked up by number 11, Edna Stanvitt. Great job. She brings it down and puts up another one to score as quickly, 4-0. Dantezza has the ball. She's calling for the call, and she gets it off hand to Madison. Madison's looking for some help. Madison dribbles down towards the baseline. She bounces over to Alyssa. Alyssa gets it up to Julia. Julia back over to Madison. Madison's work over half court. Madison breaks it down, gets it back over to Alyssa. Alyssa bounces into Madison. Madison puts it up off the back iron, comes down, rebounded, and it's going to stay on the Eagles' possession. All right, looks like Dantezza is going to be on the outside, bringing the ball in. All right, she's got the, everybody breaks out. Quickly passes it in, but didn't quite get it all the way to Madison, and picked up, by Louisa Paul, number 20. She goes coast to coast, drives it up, puts in an easy, uncontested layup. It's 6-0 in favor of Nenana. Dantezza has the ball on the throw and thrown in by Alyssa. She's being covered up really tight there by the Lady Lynx. Julia runs a little rub out there, passes across the court to Alyssa, who wasn't watching from behind. And here comes number 10, Kimberly Ollery. She pushes the ball down around the baseline, but she puts the bounce pass over and picked off by Dantezza. Dantezza's working between the traffic. She's coming up. Lob overhead to Alyssa. Alyssa's got the ball. She finally moved over the court. All right, slows it down, walking up through the offense there. Looking for some help, but the ball is stolen by number 14, Teresa George. Teresa passes off wide open again for Louisa Paul. She's going to get fouled on the way to the basket by Julia, but the baskets count. We're quickly at 8-0, and the Louisa Paul is going to get another try here. So quickly at 8-0 in favor of Nenana. Louisa puts the ball up, and it drops in. We're at 9-0. Looks like we have a substitution coming in. I believe Chloe Gardner is going to come in for Julia. So we have a substitution on the Eagle side. All right. Ball comes in. Madison has the ball. She gets a couple steps. She's triple covered up there. Bounces up to Chloe. Chloe back to Alyssa. Alyssa's got the ball long downtown. Doesn't quite make it. Spark. It's all picked off by number 10, Kimberly. Kimberly finds number 14, Teresa George. And she just walks to the basket, drops to another, and we're 11-0. Madison has the ball, throw in, long, midcourt there to Dantezza. Dantezza gets the ball, dribbles out of trouble, bounces it back to Madison. Madison has the ball at the top of the key on the right wing. Dantezza has the ball. She takes on a long two-pointer, doesn't quite get it. Rebound comes down and bounces over. And Louisa Paul has the ball, and it bounces back to Kimberly. Kimberly's driving up on the right side here, brings it past the elbow down to the wing. Number 11 down there has the ball. Edna's got the ball. She bounces it around. back dead now on the right wing there. She's looking for some help. She takes a dribble pass off the 14, number Teresa George. Teresa over number 20, Felisa Paula. She has a long two, and we're quickly at 13-0 with 4:55 left to go in the first quarter. The Eagles are coming up. They're still trying to get over the excitement of these Lady Lynx. Stripped away there by number 11, Edna stripped the ball. But it didn't quite make it in. Alyssa's got the ball. Had a little tip from Don Teza. Oh, I think we're going to have a foul on the play. I'm not sure if there was a reach in or a push on, but I think it was blocking on the Lynx. There were a lot of girls over there, and someone's trying to get the ball, but it was side out the Eagles. Alyssa's got the ball. She's looking for some help. She's getting ready to throw it in. Chloe runs over and gets up. The girls are kind of standing a little flat-footed up the long drive, but Madison goes up and rolls all the way across the iron and back off the other side, and no points there. We're still at 13-0 with 4:26 left to go in the first quarter. All right, the Lynx have the ball. They bring it over to number 20, Louisa. She's at the top of the key. She bounced in. She finds number one. She does a dribble around the post. Four defenders there. She goes right through it. Gives it off to number 10, Kimberly. Kimberly puts it up and drops in another two. We're at 15-0. The Eagles are working hard to find some rhythm. The ball is stripped away in there by number 14, Teresa George. They put up the ball. Doesn't quite make it. Comes off the iron. Number one for the Lynx have it. Mariah De La Rosa. She works her way out of the corner. She gets it up to number 20 there, Louisa Paul. Louisa works down to the middle, finds one in the post, brings it back up high, back out to the left wing. All right, she gives a shot up there by number 14. Teresa puts the shot up. It goes underneath the net. Doesn't pick up. Looks like number 11, Edna Standifer, goes up for it. She's fouled in the act of shooting, so she's going to get an opportunity here. It's been a great game. A lot of hustle out there. The Eagles haven't quite found their rhythm. They're still holding at a goose egg. Edna's a little stiff. She does a nice job, gets it up, bounce off the front and the back of the iron, and falls away harmlessly. So it's still 15-0. All right, she's dribbled. She's set. She's bent those legs, goes up. Nice roll around, rolls off the front of the iron, across the back glass, and in comes to her, 16-0. Chloe gets the ball and shoots it right back to Alyssa. Alyssa's double-teamed on one side, passes into Julia. Julia loses the handle on the ball, goes underneath her feet. She can't find it. Picked up quickly there by number 20, Louisa Paul. Louisa's got the real workhorse out there at the front of the game there. She has the ball, pitches it back to number 14, Teresa George. Teresa's got the ball. She bounces it down. Picks up number 10, standing there at the low post, Kimberly Ullery. And Kimberly goes it up and gets 2 points out of it. Looks like we've got a timeout by the Eagles. And we're at 18-0 at 3:14 to go in this first quarter. Wow, it's an exciting game. Folks, if you're in the Nenana region, listen to KIM AM 630. Get on down here. There's still seats in the house. What a great tournament. You know, I should tell, I don't know that we've been, it's been a long time since Sandpoint Eagles have been up here to the NIT, but what an exciting tournament. 30 years in existence up here. We have three schools that are 2A. That would be the Nenana Lynx, the Sioux Valley Rams, and the Tri-Valley Warriors. And then we have five teams that are single A, including the Eagles and the team from Huesley and Nicolette and Sandpoint and the Cook Inlet Academy and the Fort Yukon team. So hopefully we'll get a chance to hear all those. And two more days on this tournament here. Teams will be playing a breakdown tournament. They'll be playing again tomorrow and again on Saturday. So it's just Thursday. There's a little light snow out there in Nenana, but the girls are working hard, and it's warm in the gym. All right, we got to throw in. We got 3 minutes and 13 seconds to go. Alyssa's got the ball. She's trying to dribble her way through. Madison sets up a foul pick. She's got three defenders around. Stolen by number 11, Edna. She drives down. It rolls around the rim, and it drops in for two more. We're at 20-0. All right, here comes Alyssa to Chloe. Chloe back to Alyssa. They're going to walk up the ball. Let's see if we can get this thing done. Boy, number 10, Kimberly, is working in there. I think we got a little reach in maybe by Kimberly. I didn't see it, but I heard the whistle call, and it's going to be side out for the Eagles. So a little reach in on her defense. Kimberly was working hard on that defense. So Alyssa's got the ball. She passes it into Madison. Madison dribbles away. She comes back over the top. Looks like we had a bump into number 10, Kimberly. I think it was an errant shoulder there by Madison. She was turned to dribble away, and Kimberly kind of stepped into her there and hit the deck, but the ball switches possession. It goes back to Kimberly, who throws in, finds number 14, Teresa George wide open, back over to number 20, and finally finds Edna down on the baseline. She walks into the low post. Madison goes after that defense, but gets a little too much hand and not enough ball. So Edna's going to go to the free throw line. We have 14 fouls for the Eagles and 2 for the Nenana Lynx. Edna's got the ball. She puts it up at Rattle Pass, the back iron, and down it goes. Looks like Dantezza is coming back on the floor here. Madison's going to get a chance to sit down and rest a minute. All right. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we're at 22-0. Favor of the Lady Lynx. Dantezza has the ball, nearly stripped away by Kimberly. Pushes back. They haven't got over the half-court part yet. Alyssa barely gets it over the half-court, and this full-court pressure is just tough from the Lady Lynx. They are just relentless. You know, it's a great defensive move. It keeps them off the ball, but we had another turnover. So Alyssa's got the ball. She's going to be, The ref's got it squared away. It's a white ball. So Lynx have the ball at the half court. They find Edna on the throw-in. Edna's looking around. She's on the elbow out there. She passes off to number 14, Teresa George. Teresa gets it back to Edna. Finds Kimberly down up there inside of the high post. It goes off the rim and back out of bounds. It'll be blue ball. All right, so we're coming back with the Eagles. We have 22-0 in favor of the Lady Lynx. Working up, trying to get across this half court. Alyssa's got the ball. She drives up. She gets a little past Dantezza, rips it out of the air, does a nice job controlling the ball. She's working to stop the key. She's being really pressured by Kimberly. A long pass, but we got Kimberly has a reach up with a foul. She's going to get blocking on Dantezza and going to be side out for the Eagles. Alyssa's got the ball, and she's getting ready to throw it in. Alyssa has the ball. She finds Chloe running up the sideline. Alyssa's got the ball. She's dribbling back over to the top of the key, going down the right wing. Double-teamed over there. The ball comes in. Tipped away by Kimberly, picked up by Edna. Edna takes the ball up to the rim and gets fouled from behind, and she's going up to the basket. And we're still at 1 minute and 47 seconds left to go, and Edna's going back to the free throw line again. I didn't see who exactly that foul was on, but there were three blue jerseys down there. It was hard to see. Edna puts one up and sinks that one through. Nice job by Edna Spark. Great control out there by the Lady Lynx. What an exciting game. I know the score doesn't show excitement on both ends, but I tell you, there's some good basketball being played out there. The Eagles just haven't quite found a way to get through that full court pressure. Second one goes up and doesn't make it, and the Eagles are coming back down the floor. Alyssa's looking hard, trying to get around Kimberly. And Kimberly puts on a good. Alyssa loses the handle on it. There comes number 4. Heather Canuck comes roaring right up and puts it up on the basket and doesn't quite get the score, but she draws the foul going up there. So nice to see. You know, the Lady Lynx are out there in their white jerseys with their black and gold piping, but I tell you, there's some really fun colors out there. Looks like they might have a pair of black stripes and a gold stripe, and they kind of alternate them wearing half and half, so they're really colorful on the floor out there, and nice to see them there. So the little substitution, Alyssa's going to come in and take a break. We're 1 minute and 34 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Second shot goes up, comes off the front iron. Kimberly jumps into the lane, picks up the rebound, loses it off the line to Mariana, and a hustling number 4, Heather Canuck, goes over, but it flows off of her leg and out of bounds, and Chloe's going to have the ball on a pass in. Chloe finds Dantezza. Dantezza works hard doing that right-hand dribble. Nice bump and picked up there by Julia, but Dantezza got picked out by the second one. And looks like we're going to have another foul coming in. And the girls are working hard trying to get that first point, but they don't got it yet. The Lady Eagles are going to have a tough time with this one. All right, we're 1 minute and 23 seconds to go. Shot goes up there by number 10. Kimberly hits the back iron and bounces off. Doesn't quite make it in. Looks like we have I heard the buzzer. I didn't see the substitution coming in. All right. Kimberly's got the ball. She sets. She dribbles. She has it set. Pushes that one hand up. That one's off the front of the iron. It's hit by Edna. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be blue ball. All right. Little break in the action. 1 minute and 22 seconds left to go. You know, for those of you who have never seen me, I'm a little over 6 foot, and I stretch all of the scales at my house, so it's kind of fun being in a high school gym with small bleachers trying to figure out how to fold my frame up here and not get anything. Nice working around. Looks like we're going to have a foul behind on a throw-in to Don Teza. I think that was a foul on number 12, Muriel Mike there. All right. We're 1 minute and 11 seconds to go. The score is 24 to nothing in favor of the Lady Lynx. Chloe's got the ball. She bounces up over the top into Madison. Madison puts it up off the iron. Comes back down. Doesn't get her own rebound, but picked up by Edna. Edna has the ball. Passes up to number 12, Muriel. Muriel has it. Loses the handle on it. Gets it right back, and she's off to number 15, Teresa. Teresa has the ball. Pass into Edna. Edna's got it on the outside edge of the key. She passed over. Finds up off the top. Sorry, that was number 10. Kimberly had the ball. And she put a shot, but didn't quite go up. Went up off the top of the glass. And we're going to have a trying to figure out whether the refs will have a side in here. White ball. They were trying to discuss who was going out. No one was going out for it. So it looks like Kimberly's going to pass in the ball. We're at 47 seconds left to go. Here we go. Kimberly's got the ball. She's trying to find some help. She bounces the pass down. It misses the first one. It goes over to number 4, who bounces out to number 12, Muriel. Muriel has the ball down to Edna. Back over to Muriel. Muriel's at the 3 points. She swings it all the way through the court to number 15, Teresa. Teresa puts the ball up on a little dribble in. One shot off the post, and she's got the ball dropped in. We're 30 seconds left to go at the end of the first quarter here. Don Teza has the ball. Little pick by Julia, who didn't quite rock, but she was moving there. Got a reach in there by number 4. Doesn't quite get it. Long, high lob over number 21, Chloe. Chloe tries to get to Madison, and it's stripped away by in the air by number 11, Edna. And we got a travel as she passed it to number 15, Teresa Long. And that's, that was a substitution here. We're 15.2 seconds left to go. Score is 26-0. All right, looks like they're starting to close in on the fouls. We got 4 for Nanana and 7 for the Eagles. It's to Chloe. She's trying to find some help. She gets it up to Don Teza. We got a timeout called. We're still in the backcourt. We're at 8.5 seconds left to go. So I'm sure we'll be taking a little station break here along the way for KIM. Get in some of those great, great sponsors here. Boy, I really appreciate the Nanana City School for all the work they've done in hosting and helping out with this NIT and tournament. And I know there's other great folks out there sponsoring this. I'll get the whole list out later tomorrow. I know for KSDP, we've got certainly want to thank Penn Air and the AC Store, Wasatch, and the Tubing Corp for helping to sponsor this trip and getting these kids out to play. I can tell you, having traveled with them, they're having a great time. They've been really impressed watching things happen, and even some of the serious side of life. But here we go. We got 8.5 seconds left to go. Chloe's got the ball ready to throw it in. She throws it to Don Teza, who steps away from it. Number 4 is there to pick it up. And Heather Canuck just came onto the floor here just a little bit ago, and that's the end of the quarter, 28-0. And the for the Lady Lynx. All right. And I think KIAM is probably going to take a quick station break there. And we'll keep talking here for KSDP listeners. I tell you, it's been an exciting game. The girls are really moving down the floor, but the Lady Lynx here are really on top of their game. They haven't stopped that full court press. And, they move that ball very, very effectively. And the Lady Eagles, are working hard to get that ball moving around. But, there's not a lot of height difference. In fact, as I look across the floor here, the height advantage is just about nil. But there's certainly a lot of excitement from the Lady Lynx and how they get those arms up and the quick moves with their arms, legs, and feet and getting them in position to steal that ball. So, been just a lot of passes that have been deflected away. If you're out there listening, the buzzer sounded. The teams will be coming back on here shortly. Start of the second quarter here. It's been a fun tournament today. When we get a break in the action, I'll be able to read down the scoring that I have from games earlier today. All right, looks like it's going to be the start of the second quarter. It's going to go side out to the midcourt here. Alyssa's got the ball standing right in front of me. And looks like we got a 2-2-1 defense coming up, man-to-man versus, all right, a little reach in by number 21. Michelle De La Rosa reached in, and I think she was got too much hand in the way there. So Alyssa's going to have the ball. She's going to have it here just off the top of the key on the side end throw. Waiting for, there we go. Alyssa had the ball. She finds Madison. Madison bounced pass over to Alyssa. Alyssa's back on the top. Madison picks up the pick. Doesn't quite get it, but there's number 25. She steals the ball from Julia. I'm sorry, number 25, Erin. Erin picks up the ball, runs coast to coast, but she can't quite get herself slowed down before she puts it up in the air. Side out, it goes out of bounds, and Julia Johnson has the ball. She dishes it off to Chloe, who is being surrounded by two, and that defense is just causing the turnover. So, all right, so it looks like it's the Lynx ball, and number 12. Muriel's got the ball. She's looking for some help. She goes by number 15. It goes right through her hands. Goes over the court. Julia Johnson comes down, puts it up, and we finally get the first bucket for the Sandpoint Eagles. We're at 28-2 at 7:29 left to go in the second period. But great errant pass. Went through number 15's hand, and it just went right over the top. The first miscue I've seen on the Lady Lynx. So, all right, there we had number 14 working it down. Teresa worked it in. She couldn't quite get it. Lost a step on it, and it went out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx, so it'll be Eagle ball. Alyssa has the ball. She's looking for some help. She gets into Madison. Madison stands there. She passes back to Alyssa. They just got to work on picking up. It's off somebody's foot. It rolls out of bounds, and it's going to be white ball. And just a little miscommunication there between Alyssa and Chloe on who's going where to pick up the folks standing around. So we got a throw in by the Lady Lynx underneath the Eagles basket. So it looks like it'll be number 12, Muriel Mike, with a throw in. The Lynx are ready. They spread out. She's looking for some help. She can't get over. Alyssa's got her hand. She finds number 4. Finally, Heather finds the ball. She gets it to number 21, Michelle De La Rosa. They lose the ball. Number 25. Erin picks up the ball. Pass goes up. Excuse me, a shot goes up. Wasn't a pass. It went right over the top of the iron. Back to number 12 in Muriel. Muriel has the ball. They settle it down. They work around the top. The Eagles have stiffened up the defense. They can't quite get in. Number 4 gets the ball. Loses the handle. Heather does. She finds it again. She gets Alyssa to got a great block, which caused number 12, Muriel, to travel a little bit. So we're at 28-2 with 6:42 left to go in the second quarter. Chloe almost gets the pick. Madison almost gets the pick, but Alyssa threw the ball up trying to find Laney, who is in the game for the Eagles, but Alyssa quite next to Mark. Laney didn't move up and catch the ball. I don't know what happened, but the ball went out. It's white ball, and here they come back over into the front court. Back on the right wing is number 12, Muriel. She's looking for some help. It's got a hand on it by Julia, who tips it away, but quickly picked up by number 21, Michelle De La Rosa. Puts it back over the hands of number 12, Muriel, who drops up and gets another 2 points, and quickly we are 30-2. Chloe has the ball. Pass it back to Alyssa. Alyssa's got the ball. Stripped away by number 4, Heather. Heather puts it up and drops in another 2 points. We're at 32-2. Chloe has the ball, getting ready to throw in, find some help. She gets it over to Julia. Julia bounces past that to Chloe, gets it back to Alyssa. Alyssa bounces past it forward, but there was nobody there but number 15 for the Lynx. Reese Long steals that ball, and it's back in Alyssa's hand, and she's trying to rip it away, figure out what to do. Chloe says that Madison didn't quite see that ball coming up over her head. Sorry for the steam. I thought the ball was going to hit Madison in the head. She was going down the court, but she was still looking forward, not backwards. Hard to see everything behind you. But here comes the ball. Long three-pointer effort there by number 25, Harris. Doesn't go in, rattles off a couple attempts made on the rebound there, and Alyssa's got the ball, and she's really being guarded tight by number 4, but number 15 picks up a foul for a reach in there, and that would be a foul on Teresa Long. But number 4, Heather Kaduk, is really doing a great job with her defense. She's pushing. I can tell you the Lady Eagles are a little bit tired after riding in the van all day. Like, we started at 8 o'clock this morning, and we finally got here through the snow, and at about 4 o'clock this afternoon, so they haven't quite got their legs underneath. All right, we've got a nice throw in there for the Eagles. Chloe's got the ball. She's bringing it up the right side. She gets the pass over to Dantez, and Dantez does a stop, puts it up, hits the back of the iron. It comes down. Rebounded there by number 21, Michelle De La Rosa. Chloe's got a good defense going on there, and she ties up number 12, Muriel. Doesn't quite get the ball. Long three-point attempt gone. Rebound comes back to number 4. Heather Kaduk has the ball. It's bounced out, and the Lynx keep getting those rebounds. We've got a great wrestle for the ball. Number 21 there, Michelle, picks the ball away, and bad shot off the iron. Doesn't go in. We're at 32-2 is the score. Dantezza has the ball. She shoots it down to Chloe. Chloe's looking for some help. She gives it to a trailing Alyssa. Alyssa's being double teamed everywhere she goes. We got a reach in foul. I think that's by number 15. Yes, I believe so. Yep, number 15, Therese Long, has another reach in foul on that defensive end there. So it'll be side out to the Eagles. And looks like now the team fouls are even at 7-7. So it looks like Alyssa's going to get a chance to go to the line for a couple of shots here. We're at 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in this first half. I can tell you the score is lopsided. It's 32-2, but the Lady Eagles are working hard on that floor. The Lady Lynx have got the ball. Alyssa finally gets the shot up, and it goes in and drops down nicely. What a great little laser shot she's got there on that free throw. Here she comes for her second attempt. She's got the ball. She said she put that ball up. Bounces off the front iron. Picked up by number 12, Muriel. Muriel's got the ball. A little wrestling going on the floor. Chloe grabs the rebound. Picked up by Dantes. A weird play and keeps away out there. It's finally controlled by the Lady Lynx. Number 25 has the ball. She throws it under a dead run. And unfortunately, Erin couldn't quite get herself to slow down, and she throws it right through her teammate's hand. But Alyssa has the ball. She bounces into Dantes and back over to Chloe. They're looking to pass this ball up. They get past. They're working up. Alyssa's working hard. Comes behind Chloe to the soft pick. Julie picks up a pick. Madison's there ready for the ball, but number 12, Muriel, slams in there. Gets the ball, comes down, puts it up for number 15, another up over the top. We've got a lot of ball bouncing over the top of the rim, but not quite going in. Chloe Hayden in with a great steal there for the Lady Eagles. She's bouncing out, works that right hand. She's all covered up by Muriel. Muriel couldn't quite get stopped, and Chloe got stopped and set. And we're going to have Chloe going to the line for two shots there. We're at 32-3 with 3 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the first half. All right. Looks like we got a substitution coming in. I think we have a... next shot. We'll have a substitution coming in. All right. What a game. So I think Chloe's going to have the ball. She was in the act of shooting. I think this is a two-shot attempt. We'll see here. Chloe has the ball. Puts the first one up. It's a little bit too hard. Goes off the back iron. Bounced up and falls aimlessly away. We got a substitution. Looks like Mariana's coming in. And Alyssa's going to take a little breather with 3 minutes and 53 seconds left to go. So Chloe's got the next shot here. She's laced up in her great green shoes. You can see her, and no matter what the snowstorm is out there. Anyway, Chloe's got the ball. She sets. She puts it up. Nice one-arm put up. Doesn't quite get it. And it looks like she's going to get a third attempt. All right. I was kind of confused there, but Chloe has the ball. She sets. Nice put away. Off the back of the iron. Goes up. Rebound on Tenza. Back over to Chloe. On the floor. Picked up by number 25, Aaron brings the ball up, stolen away, pushed back into the Eagles, picked back up by the Lynx, puts up over the top, and it's going to be a white ball. It went out of bounds. There was three Eagle defenders here, so it looks like Muriel is going to throw the ball in. At the Lady Lynx are looking, they all break away. Comes off to the right-hand side here, way down at the elbow. Bounce pass to number four. It's going to go over and down. Wrestle for it by Julia. She doesn't quite get her feet to stop. She slides out of bounds going after the ball. So it's the last touch by the Eagles. Great hustle by Julia Johnson there, but it's out of bounds. And a long throw in, almost backward midpoint, picked up by number 21, Michelle De La Rosa. Michelle has it. She bounces off, goes to Muriel on the inside post there. Back up over the top. Last touch by Mariana Larson. Down on the floor we go for a scrum. Picked up the ball by Madison over to Julia. Julia's got the ball looking for some help. Here comes Dantes. 3 minutes and 18. Oh, we got a whole team substitution coming in here for the Lady Lynx. We've got, I'm going to learn a whole new set of names now. We've got number 3, number 2, number 24, number 23, and number 22 on the floor for the Lady Lynx. So, hang on while I get myself situated. Number 2, Kiana's got the ball. She's looking for some help. She finds it. She throws in. Picked up by Julia Johnson. Julia's got 3-4 defenders around her. We got a reach in by number 22. Tawny Taylor has a reach in. I think we're going to have a little too much pushing there. And we're at 9 fouls by Nana, 7 for the Sandpoint Eagles. So Julie Johnson's going to go to the line in her bright canary shoes. And Lady Eagles wearing blue, and we have Julia Johnson at the line. So I think this is here we go. She's got the ball. She settled down and dribbles. Ball goes up off the back iron. It doesn't fall in. That was a 1-1. It's controlled there by number 23. And she tried her pivots, but they was traveling involved. So number 23, Rowan McPherson. And nice to see Coach Overby getting his kids out there, getting some work in there. And those girls don't get Eagles break out. Chloe got the ball. She throws it in. It's run down by Alyssa. Alyssa gets it just before she Alyssa got stopped just before she went over the half-court line, but she got run into by the defender who was couldn't get her brakes on quite fast enough, so Alyssa's going to go back to line. That was kind of comical. You could see her hand reach out, and she kept the ball airborne as she was over the half-court line, and she just got a little nudge from behind. So here we go. Alyssa's got the ball. She sets. She looks up. She's got a nice laser shot. Here we go. 32-4. 3 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in this second period. Let's just get another shot at this. What a fun game. All right, here we go. This puts up off the front iron. Rebound there by the Lynx. She passes the ball. Number 23, Rowan passes the ball, but her receiver had already moved up the floor, so a little miscommunication there, and that's going to happen when you get the young players, but that's how they get the experience. You can do all the practice you want, but it's games that get you sharpened up. So Chloe's got the ball. She tosses in. She's got Alyssa, who is fighting around for three defenders. Gets over to Chloe. Chloe finds an outlet downtown to Dantez. And Dantez stops, puts it up the wing. Doesn't make it. Chloe gets the ball up. It's rebounded by Mariana, but it doesn't quite stay in her hands, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. White picks it up. Number 2, Kiana has the ball. She throws it in, picks up by number 24. Angel's got the ball. Stolen by the Eagles. Madison's got the ball. She's bringing it up. She gets over half court. She stops. That's all. Alyssa on the left-hand side. Alyssa's working on. Picks up Dantez on the right side. Up it goes. Off the glass. Comes back. Dantez picks up into Alyssa. Sitting down on the floor. Kind of a comical of errors there, but it's picked up. Chloe's working really hard on number 24, Angel Brown. She comes down and gets a little poke away. The last touch it, but Chloe is working really hard on that defense, trying to keep up with those girls. She's out there working hard, as all the Eagle ladies are. All right. Ball comes in, comes out. Looks like it's going to still stay the white ball. Looks like number 2, Kiana's got the ball. She's looking for some help. Alyssa's doing jumping jacks, waving in front. Can't get the ball. Here comes high over the top. Blocked by the Eagles. Picked up by Madison. Over to Alyssa. Alyssa's looking for some help. And I think we're going to have a... Yeah, they're going down to the... They confused me. They got the ball, called a foul. They were walking to the Lynx's end, but they're moving back to the Eagles' end. There was a reach-in foul, but they're working that ball coming back this way. So Alyssa is going to have another shot. We're at 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 32-4 in favor of the Nenana Lynx. That ball goes up, rolls off the top, and falls harmlessly to the bottom. Of course, it's extra points now. We're at 3 fouls for the Nenana Lynx. On the team side, and here comes Alyssa. She's set. She takes a shot. She rolls it up. She's got too much height. Hits the back iron. Comes back in. Picked up by Angel. She's dribbling down the rebound coast to coast. Gets out there. Runs into Dantezza, who puts up a real struggle. Picks off the ball, and Chloe set a nice little pick. Rip up Angel's face. Travel there, and Alyssa has the ball. Finds Dantezza back to Chloe. Back to Dantezza, who turns it from the elbow, and finally we get the... A field goal to drop from Dantez, where 32-6 with 1 minute and 49 seconds left to go. 24 has the ball. That would be Angel Brown has the ball. It's passed around. Number 2 picks up the ball. That was Kiana has the ball. Up off the rim. We're fighting for the rebound. Comes down. The Eagles have possession. It's on the floor. Dantez has covered it all up. We got 2 Eagles and 2 Lynx around that ball. So I think that's definitely a jump ball, but it's possession to the white, to the Lynx side. So Lynx are going to control that jump ball. Here we go. Number 2, Kiana's got the ball. She's looking for a throw-in. She finds number 3 all alone over that three-point wing. Ball goes up. Rebound by Mariana, who rips it out and hangs on to it, but it gets stolen right back. Picked up. Mariana has the ball again, and it's stolen again from her. Not that she's not trying hard, but there's 3 defenders around her. It's hard to help. You got to get in there and get him out. So number 2's got the ball. Kiana's got the ball. Passed around. Number 24, Angel, picks it up. Back over to number 3, guarded by Dantez. Chloe comes running up, steals the ball from Kiana. And she's going to get fouled in the process. I think number 2 was Kiana was let her get away, and she got a reach in there on that foul. Chloe's going to the line. We're at 32-6 in favor of the Lady Lynx with 1:04 to go. The first shot is up, rolls off the back iron, it comes back in. And always gets some encouragement from her teammates there. She's got the ball settling it down. Here comes Chloe Gardner at the line. She puts it up, and she drops that last one in nicely. We're at 32-7 in favor of the Lady Lynx. Chloe is still working that defense. The only Eagle to stay back and work that defense. Here, Dontezza pressing up. Number 23, Rowan, has the ball. She puts it up long over the top. It comes down, rebounded, controlled by Mariana. Gives it to Alyssa off the baseline. Alyssa dribbles out. She's looking for the melt. She's long downtown to Madison. She gets run into. Saves the ball, goes to Chloe. It's coming out of hand on the left side. Chloe controls, got the ball, back over to Mariana. There's a scrum going on down there. I think somebody's going to have a foul over here. There was a lot of arms flailing around down there, but and it looks like it's going to be controlled by the Eagles. Chloe's got the ball down at the lower baseline. She throws in, finds Alyssa. Alyssa dribbles around the top of the key. She finds Dontezza at the right elbow. Dontezza puts up a long two off the glass, comes back. Controlled by number three, who's working hard. She gets the pivot out of there. Number three, Heather's got the ball. Stolen by Chloe. Chloe finds Alyssa. Alyssa gets a long outlet pass to Dontezza. Dontezza to Madison. Madison stops, covers up, puts it off rim. Can't get it. Picked up by Madison. She passes up. She loses that dribble. She doesn't quite get it in the basket. Sorry about that. Madison, she's working hard. And there's a lot of ball going back and forth. It's just not going in the bucket. We're 3 seconds left to go. 1 second left to go. There goes a shot at the buzzer. Doesn't make it. The final at the end of the half is 32-7 in favor of the Nenana Lynx. And what a game. We'll let AIAM take it away from there at the studio. What a great game. There's still time to get down here, folks. We got about a 10-minute break between halves. And then after the ladies, then the boys will be playing. It'll be the Sandpoint Eagles against the Nenana Lynx. So back to KSCP Radio. What a great game back there. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're trying to keep up. It's been fast-paced. The score is 32 in favor of Nenana, 7 in favor of the for the Lady Lynx there. It's been a tough game, but they've got some contests going on out here at the NIT. So I'm not sure what this one is, but they've got everybody lined up. They're waving fans. I think they're just trying to move air around here. But Austin, if you're down there, we're going to go ahead and turn this over to you. We got about a 9-minute break.
All right, sounds good, Scott. Thank you so much for listening. Sounds great. You're doing a great job and very exciting. So
it's a very exciting game. I got you on the earbuds here, and the people start talking. It's hard to hear you in the background, but I got you there. So, all right, we'll take it to you, and I'll call you back in here in about 7 minutes.
Great. Look forward to the call.
All right. See you then. Bye-bye.
Well, that's Scott Morgan there. He is helping us over in Nenana, giving us some live broadcasts, and we're going to have a whole lot of basketball coming your guys' way here. So make sure that you tune in, not just today, but we're also going to be broadcasting King Cove tomorrow. The boys are in Fairbanks, and they should be playing. They're not in Fairbanks. Sorry, they're in Homer, and the girls will be in Nikiski. The boys will be playing tonight over in Homer as well. Due to a conflict with the Sandpoints game, we're not going to do that tonight, but we will be playing them tomorrow. So stay tuned. We'll have those schedules on Facebook, or you can tune in, or you can crawl over to www.apradio.org, where you can always hear the games and look at the schedules and keep up with other news around the villages. Well, we're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to listen to some music. So stay tuned right now. This is KSDP. Hey, Pastor Scott,
Aloha,
are you there?
From beautiful Nenana.
All right. Well, we got you on the air. You ready to go over, sir?
Yep, we're 2 minutes to game time, but I can start talking.
Well, it's been a great game so far. Sounds like the Nenana Lynx have a strong team out there, and we brought our girls. They're doing great this year. Love hearing them play. What do you think really stood out for you in that first half?
Well, definitely the Nenana Lynx have really a good team, but they've got like almost, I haven't counted it total, but it's got to be almost 15 to 20 girls that are on their basketball team. So,
oh, wow.
They have an A, B, and C squad, and they definitely show it. They get a lot of play time working together, and they're just really polished. And, of course, they started with a full-court press, and their defense is relentless. It's a tough one to get a handle on for these Lady Eagles. But the Eagles, I can tell you, they were the first team to come back on the floor. They're showing a lot of hustle. They're a lot of composure. They don't they don't say quit, I can tell you that. They've been on the floor the whole time. They're working really hard. They just haven't quite figured out how to get their gals positioned to get around those defenses. So it's kind of fun watching Chloe and Julia Johnson step in and set, you know, rolling picks that slow down. And they're setting picks to slow down the defenders because the defenders are working so hard. So they're setting those back picks just to kind of rub off the defenders, and it's working. So I think it's going to be another fast-paced second half here. The score at the end of the first half is 32-7, but I think the Lady Eagles are going to come on back and do a nice job. We've been watching basketball here all afternoon, and I can tell you there's a lot of excitement.
Yes, you do.
So we're down to 30 seconds left to go, and I think it'll be great.
How big is Nanana? Just kind of give us some reference. Oh. How many people do you think live there?
Oh, in Nanana, I think in town alone here, there's about 450, but in the total surrounding areas here, it's not too much different than Sandpoint. It's about in the surrounding areas that pulls all the way into here. There's pretty close to 800 to 900 people. But they have a lot of folks that come in from northern communities that get their kids down here. This is like sending them to Anchorage. They send them to Nanana for the good school. So this is a 1A school. And, they're in the next bracket over, the Eagles. So they're in a 2A and we're in a 1A. So they definitely have more bodies to pull from. And it's going to be exciting to see.
All right.
Of course, Coach Overby is with these girls and deals with them the right way. So we're getting ready. Both teams are on the floor. We'll go ahead and start this second half. Looks like we got a mix of their starters and for the Lynx. Looks like we've got number 11, Edna, is back on the floor. And number 20, Louisa Fall. And number 10, Kimberly. And the side end by Alyssa. She passes into Dontezza. Dontezza dribbles out of the way, puts it off to Chloe. Chloe picks up the ball, bounces back to Alyssa. Alyssa tries to get a bounce pass in, but there's Edna standing in the middle. She runs down, puts up a shot, doesn't quite make it. Almost stolen by Edna, who is sailing up behind. Lots of athleticism on this floor out here for the Lady Lynx. Alyssa's got the ball, and it's stripped away by number 4, Heather. Heather just strips the ball. She's at number 14, Teresa George. I could only see one level, but she got her own feet tangled up and went down. Got number 1 on the floor, Mariah De La Rosa. She's got the ball. Passes back to number 14. Teresa George has the ball. Passes it down. Finds Edna standing at the low post. She gets it up. Can't quite make it. Puts up an attempted shot, but Alyssa's got a nice hand on the ball. Deflects it out of bounds. Great hustle there by Alyssa's part. She's working hard on the defense, but she's got the ball. So here we are. The Lynx have the ball. They throw it in. They get it off to number 1, Mariah De La Rosa. And we've got a errant reach in there by one of the Lady Eagles. So here we are at the start of the second half here. We're just a couple of seconds underway into the third quarter. We got a throw in. Ball goes up on an attempted shot there by number 1, Mariah De La Rosa. Goes off the glass, comes back down, gets tapped out of bounds. So the Lynx have had the ball under their basket for quite some time now. Ball goes up in the air. It's passed around. Gets kicked out to the side to number 10. Kimberly puts it up over the top. Comes down. It's on the floor. It's going to roll out of bounds. And I think it's going to stay white because it rolled off the foot of one of the Lady Eagles. So we're still score is 32-7. And number 10, Kimberly has the ball. She looks for some help bringing it in. She finds it. Finds Edna there. She pitches out to number 14, Teresa. Teresa has the ball. Picks it back over to number 20, Louisa Paul, who's trying to find some help there. Edna's got the ball on the left wing. She pitches back to the top of key 20. Louisa's got the ball. They move that ball so quickly. Quickly is back over to 20 on the right wing. Back to number 14, Teresa George has the ball. And they're working this thing hard. The Lady Eagles have got the defense. Chloe's on the defense there. She boxes up. Comes down into the low post there. Picked up, shot up by number 10. Doesn't make it, but rebounded there by Edna, who runs in underneath. Grabs that falling ball, picks it up, and gets it back in for 2. We're 34-7 at 6:18 left to go here. Alyssa's got the ball, brings it over half court. She pitches over to Dontezza, takes a long shot and drops that three-pointer from way out bounds there. So she's got that three-pointer. It finally fell for her. Now we're at 34-10. Chloe's doing all the work on the low defense there. She tangles up number 14, and she's running her running to the hip, but she's going to get a little blocking foul on that because she was guarding too tight. You got to let them have their own space. You can run right next to them, but you can't run into them. So there we have it. The number 10, Kimberly, gets the ball thrown in. She finds number 20, who dribbles away. Luisa's got a good job out there. She's being tightly guarded. Chloe gets a handle on it, but number 14's right there. She gets the ball behind number 20, who spins around, gets it. Dantez is right there, reaches over, messes up Edna. Edna puts the ball up, gets her own rebound, takes it down from underneath the post there, puts the ball up, and drops it in there. We're 36-10 with 5:36 left to go in this quarter. Melissa's walking the ball up over the court, trying to see what's going to stack out here. So we've got a nice zone defense going by the Lady Lynx, but they're still playing very, very aggressive. They are not backing down one iota. The Eagles working. Dantez has it from the right wing. She rallies it down, puts up a shot, doesn't quite go in, picked up by Mariana Larson. Mariana kicks all the ball, hits to Madison, a little scrum going on down there, bounces it back over. Number 14, Teresa George, has the ball. She runs down, puts up an attempted layup, loses the handle at the very end, goes out of bounds, tapped by one of the Eagles. Good defense hustle there. Here we go. Ball gets shot in, put up by number one, Mariah. Mariah has the ball. Chloe fights off Edna, gets the ball. She's bringing it down coast to coast. She stops, puts it up, doesn't quite make it in, hits the back iron, comes back out. Edna picks up the ball. She's working hard. Chloe is really bugging her up. And Edna finally picks off the ball to number 20, Louisa Paul. Louisa picks it back to Edna. Guarded by Alyssa, pitches out to number 10, Kimberly. Kimberly gets it back to Edna, and then back to Louise, and Louise over to Teresa. A lot of ball movement out there by these Lady Lynx. They are quick moving that ball around, like a lynx on the snow out there. It's quick. Shot taken by Louisa goes up, hits the iron, comes back in. Bounced out, touched by Madison on a rebound, goes out of bound. Unfortunately, last touch by a blue, coming back to white. Ball is thrown in, taking a three-point shot. Number one, Mariah, hits the back iron and goes up in the air and falls away. Alyssa's got the ball. She's walking up the court. Score is 36-10. We're at 4 minutes. Dantez picks up a pick, grabs the ball. She's going to get a block on her. I think that one's going to be charged against number 11. Dantez had the ball, was trying to dribble out of it, and somebody came in and took away that lane from her, but was a little bit late to get there. Throw in by Alyssa to Chloe. Alyssa's got the ball back. She finds Dantez, almost knocked away by a really energetic Kimberly. But another great shot put up and another three-pointer there. And we're at 36-13. Chloe's hanging in the backcourt. She's doing a lot of great defensive work. The girls in the front, they've got Edna tied up. Looks like we're going to have a reach-in foul there against Edna. It looks like number 14, no, 34, Dantez. Dantez got the reach-in foul coming in over Edna, just getting a little too aggressive there. But the ball comes thrown in, and Dantez was talking with the coach, trying to figure it out, and she just happened to turn around and catch the ball. So, here they come. I see the boys' teams are lining up trying to gain entrance here, but we've got a ways to go to finish this one up, folks, here. The ball goes thrown by Chloe to Alyssa. You can tell Alyssa's just didn't quite have it. Maybe her hands were sweaty, but that she's got tape on one hand, but that ball rolled out of bounds. So here comes Chloe. Chloe's working up the side on the defense there against number 14, Teresa George. Teresa gets down to number 10, Kimberly, in the corner. Back to Teresa, back to Louisa Paul. Back over to Edna. Edna's got the ball. She gets rid of it back out of the top of the key. Back to Teresa. Edna loses her footing coming through the post where she wanted to get it, and it's thrown up. Kind of a lame duck pass in the air. Edna's got the ball, puts it up. Looks like she's going to get bumped as she was making the rebound and going to have a chance at shooting. And was it any flagrant foul? It was just too many arms in the way as people are going up and getting it, so. Going to have to watch that. We already quickly have four team fouls for the Eagles and one for the Nevada Lynx. Edna's first shot goes up, hits the front iron, backs all the way up off the glass and falls errantly out of the way. So we're still at 36-13 with 3:10 left to go in the third period here. Edna's second shot goes up off the back iron, tipped away. Rebound comes down, controlled by the Lynx number one, Mariah. De La Rosa controls that, puts up her rebound and drops it into her at 38-13. Here comes Alyssa. Looks like she's got an injury on that left hand of hers because she's kind of holding it out of the side, dribbling up with one hand. And she's not really sure, but she swings the ball down. She tries to make a through-court pass. 15 Mariana, but that was not well designed, and number 11 Edna swings in and steals that ball just right out of Mariana's hand. So here comes the Lynx back again. All right. Playing keep away here. The ball is passed around the horn. All the way back. East down finds the low post. Edna, and she puts it in up off the glass, and we're at 40-13. Here come the Eagles. They're working back up the line. Dontezza has got the ball. She's going to bring up the ball and give Alyssa a little break there on her hand. Dontezza has the ball. She's looking for some help. Stolen by number 10, Kimberly. Put up by Edna, who kind of is errant about it. Quickly, the ball comes back, finds Liss on a pass, up off the glass, rebound attempt by Dontezza. Doesn't quite make it. Edna has the ball. She dribbles down. She gets past the key. She stops. She throws it back, and she finds 20. Luisa Paul sets it back up, slows down the game here a little bit. Trying to get regrouped here. Chloe has almost knocked that ball away by Chloe, but that ball maintains in the possession of the Lynx. Number one there, Mariah comes in, back over to Kimberly, and Chloe is all over that floor. Here comes the Red Seagull. The ball goes up by number 20, Luisa, one of the few misses I've seen. Do we see a fall on the baseline by number 10, Kimberly, as she was going to recover the ball? Didn't quite maintain possession. We have a full line change, as you would say in hockey, but we got a full squad change coming in here for the Lady Lynx. So we have, I'll try to keep up with these new girls. See if we can get it. Here come the Eagles. Dontezza has the ball. She's being guarded tightly there by number four. And a ball went to Dontezza. It looked like one of the gals from the Lynx kind of got her hand inadvertently stuck in there. And you could hear this scream of pain from Madison Al. Of course, she's standing right in front of me, but unfortunately, when it lost her concentration, she went over and back and found the ball. So here come the Lynx. Quickly, they throw the ball in. Julia Johnson's on the floor. Looks like Jillian Bjornstad's on the floor. She's up and down, blocks the ball. She actually tips it away. What a great defensive move by Jillian. Dontezza's got the ball. She's working it back. The ladies come up. Here comes Dontezza. She stops. She stutters. She goes forward. She almost loses the handle. She's being guarded really tightly there by number four. Heather had the ball, but we get the ball back over to Chloe, back down to Dontezza, who puts it up off the iron, comes into Mariana's hands, and it rolls out of bounds. Unfortunately, let's see, whose ball is it going to be? The three refs on the floor, and we're trying to figure out whose ball it is. Looks like it's going to stay blue ball. Nice to see the refs doing a good job on the floor. They've been working all these games. You know, there's eight teams here at the NIT. We're down to 55 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Looks like we've got a timeout coming. I think that might be a timeout by the Lynx team here. So we got 55 seconds left to go in this third period here. The score is 40-13. So we keep bringing that score forward. The girls are playing really hard out there for both teams. It's what a delight to watch these student athletes get up and down the floor. Coaches are working really hard to give the girls a break and getting everybody some good playing time out there for the Nenana Lynx. And they're just doing a good job out there. The Lady Eagles, you know, they don't have quite the depth to travel along. It's not their home team, but they're out there working hard. So we're going to have Dontezza and Julia and Jillian and Chloe and Lainey on the floor. All right, here comes, it looks like Chloe's going to throw the ball in. She's got the ball. She finds Lainey. Lainey dribbles down. She's in the corner. She's being guarded there. She gets rid of the ball to Dontezza. Dontezza dribbles around. She finds Chloe. Well, we're going to have traveling because we had a little too many stutter steps underneath while passing that ball around. So side out. Goes back to the Lynx. We're at 45 seconds left to go. Looks like we're going to get a foul on Chloe for grabbing a hand instead of the ball, but the ball was on the floor, so it'd be hard to see. So we got just about 44 seconds left to go in this third period. Chloe's going to take a rest, and Alyssa's going to come on the floor. All right, here come the Lynx. Lynx have three ladies bringing it up the ball, and they're uncontested. Here comes Jillian down to meet the first one there. She meets number four, Heather. And Jillian does a good job. She gets them going and puts a great arm out there and defends those Lynx players. They travel with it, but Alyssa's got the ball back. She's double-teamed in there. But she's going to get called for double dribble while she's trying to work her way out of a double team. So it's a tough way to go in the last 29 seconds here. Here comes the ball. Julian's working backcourt really hard. She's just shadowing those players there and doing a great job. Julie Johnson's working really hard. Here we go. They got the ball passed around for the Lady Lynx. Goes down to number 21, Michelle De La Rosa. She finds number 25, Aaron. Aaron puts the ball up, doesn't quite get it. Picks up the rebound, comes back around the horn, gets worked out. Here comes Aaron back down to the far right wing. Three-point shot goes up at the end, hits the back iron. We're at 4 seconds left to go. They're fighting for the ball. We got a little scrum going down. Delissa hits the ball, gets tied up. She can't quite get out of the way. There's too many people around her. And that's the end of the third quarter. The score is 40 for the Nenana Lynx and 13 for the Lady Eagles. I think KIAM Radio will pull away here momentarily from this simul broadcast, and they'll probably give a call out to their sponsors. We really want to thank our sponsors here at Penn Air, the AC Store, Wastech, and the Schumann Corporation. Thanks for listening on KSCP, 8:30 a.m. on the radio dial, and 88.1 FM over in King Cove at K201 DA. I know the T-Jacks and the Rookies will be playing in other teams, and I know that there's a schedule underway to get everything on the air. I just can't quite be in two places. Maybe if I had that Captain Morgan out here flying the plane around here, we could get to everything at the same time, but not tonight. Of course, if you put both me and my brother in the front seat of that chair, she gets going on first anyway. All right. We're just about at the end here of the third period break. The Eagles are coming back on. We've got Alyssa, Laney, Dantezza, Jillian, and Julia. All right, here we go. Looks like it's going to be side out for the Lynx. Number 21, Michelle De La Rosa is going to get the ball. She's going to throw it in. Here comes the ball. We're ready to play. Jillian's working really hard. So is, oh, we got to throw it. We're going to have an over and back. Got an over and back call because they threw it in, and it went to front court and then bounced into the back court here. So it's going to be side out. Good defensive hustle there by Jillian, putting on a lot of pressure there. Here comes Alyssa. She's got the ball. She's looking for some help. She's going to get it way down inside the corner there to Dantezza, who's on the right post there. Can't quite get a handle. Gets off to Jillian. Jillian's all covered up. People grabbing at that ball. Bounced over to Alyssa. Alyssa takes a couple of dribbles and a step in. Looks like we're going to have a reach in by number, I think it was number 25. I'll see here. Looks like number 21, excuse me. Number 21 had a little reach in foul. So we got five team fouls on the Eagles and two on the Nenana Lynx. So Alyssa's got the ball. She slaps it. Here comes, passes off to Dantezza. Dantezza's looking for some help. Alyssa breaks out, picks up the ball on the right wing. She dribbles down. Dantezza picks up the pick. Laney has the ball. She's stuck on the elbow. She can't find some help. Picked off by number 12 for Mariel, I believe that was. Mariel picks up the ball, brings it down. Now the Lynx have it. They're working around the corner. Goes number 4. Heather has the ball. Stole it out of the top of the air by Jillian. Jillian passes off to Julia. Back to Alyssa, who brings it up the court. She passes up into the front court, and Julia has the ball. She's working hard to get it down. She stops. She finds Alyssa, who can't quite get it. She gets it, stops from going over half court. She passes it back to Julia. A lot of pressure coming on. Dantezza has the top of the key. Tries to bounce, pass it down into Laney. Gets stolen there by number 12, Mariel. Mariel's got the ball, passed into the fourth court. Controlled there by number 25, Aaron. Aaron's got the ball. She works over the far right side. Puts up an attempt by number 12. But it doesn't quite make it. So number 12 there, Mariel, goes out to get the ball. Looks like we got a couple substitutions for the Eagles coming in. Looks like we got Jillian coming out and Laney coming out and Madison and Mariana coming in. And we're at 6 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. All right, little attempt in. There goes the ball. Picked up by number 21, Michelle De La Rosa. Michelle has the ball. Swings it out over to number 4, Heather, on the right side. Passes to the inside. Picked out by Madison. What a great poke wave. Controlled there by Alyssa. Alyssa's at the ball. She's looking for some help. She finds Dantezza working on the right side. Dantezza just brings it on down. Stops, sets up. Puts it up way up high off the rim. No one there for the rebound. Controlled by the Lady Lynx, number 15, Teresa Long. There, nice 360 dribble around. Cleared off the way. And here she comes looking for some help. All right, she's got the ball. There's a long throw. Almost gets away from number 4, Heather. We can see a little fatigue on the floor right now. All right, and a great attempt by number 12, Mariel, who's in that low post position on the left-hand side, and she puts it up and drops in two. We're at 42-13. almost stolen away from Julia Johnson by a hard charging. Going to be stolen again by number 15. She's just as relentless. Julia chases down the ball, gets it, finds Madison up at the top of the key. Madison puts up an attempt, rolls around the rim, comes back down. We've got to work for the ball. We had Dantes and Julia and number 12, Muriel Mike. Looks like it's going to be a possession side, though, for the Lady Lynx. No, excuse me, for the Eagles. And Dantes has the ball. The Eagles step. Alyssa has the ball, brings it to the right. Dantes gets the ball. She puts it up. Doesn't quite make it to the rim, and it comes back down. Pass back over and controlled by number 15, Teresa Long. Teresa has the ball. She's pushing around to the right side. All right, the Lady Lynx, she's going to take a long two-pointer. It goes over and picked up by number 15, Mariana, picks up and controls the ball, but it's going to be a jump ball, and possession goes back to White, or stays with White. Looks like we're going to have another team substitution. So we have five new ladies coming in for the Lynx. We're at 5 minutes and 28 seconds left to go. So we now have two, 23, 22, and 24, I think, over there. All right. They get the ball. They bounce it in. It rolls in off of Madison, goes back out of bounds. So number two, Kiana, is going to get the chance to throw that ball back in again. Madison's doing a great job jumping up, got those arms loose. She's trying to help. Pass out to number three, Darlene. Darlene has the ball. She finds some help. She's working off the left side to number two, Kiana. Back over to number 24 down to the right-hand side, stolen by Dantes. It looks like we're going to have a reach-in foul by number three, Darlene, who was just trying to get the ball. And but Dantes had a clear steal, but she got almost got a finger in the eye, but she was able to turn that head at the last minute, just take a little face action there. So here we are, 5 minutes and 15 seconds left to go into the final quarter here. Throw in by Alyssa over to Dantes, back to Alyssa, who's working on top of the key. Bounce pass to Dantes. Back over there to Madison, puts it up. And we're at 15. Madison scores a long two-pointer. Here come the Lady Lynx. We're at 42-15 with 5 minutes left to go. Back over there, number 22 has it. She gets down underneath the post, number 24, puts it up in the air, but not enough roll on it, and it comes straight back down and rebounded by number three, Alyssa. Alyssa has the ball. She's bringing it up over half court. She moves off to the left side. Nice pick and roll there by Julia Johnson. She steps on her own foot. Somebody stepped on her foot. Oh, she was just in great pain as somebody stepped on her foot or her ankle. Couldn't quite see it, but she had the ball and was trying to get rid of the ball, and something came down on her foot or something broke. So, in great pain over there. The medics are attending her. That's the nice thing about the NIT tournament. They've got all the staff here. Looks like we're going to get underway. I don't know who I see come back in for... But Alyssa is out quickly, and they've got staff over there taking the shoe off. The ball goes up, gets away, doesn't quite make it. Controlled by number 22, Tawny. They're still tending to Alyssa over the side. They're getting the ice bags ready, but here comes the ball thrown. Ball gets away, but controlled by the Lynx, but it's over and back. So it's going to come back and be back to Lady Eagles here at the half court. Dantes has the ball. She's looking for some help. She finds Laney on the work on the right side. Laney bounces down, comes through two, finds Julia over at the elbow. Julia needs some help. She's got to dribble out of it. She finds Mariana from a long 3-point, hits the back of the glass, doesn't quite get it. On an effort to go save that ball, Dantes gets it. She gets hit with a knee. Wasn't planned that way, but she was driving and somebody was going. Didn't quite see it coming. It looks like Dantes is going to get a chance to not go fine. We only have four fouls for the Nenana Lynx and five for the Sandpoint Eagles, but the ball is thrown in by Laney. Laney finds Dantes from the 3-point range. She puts the ball up, but it doesn't quite hit the glass, and it bounces harmlessly out of bounds. 4 minutes left to go in this game. And here comes number three, Darlene. She's dribbling that ball up. She works off to the left side. She stops, and she finds Wade out in the corner there, number 24, who brings it back to the top to number 23, Rowan. Sorry about that, Angel. But we'll get the names right here. But that goes out of bounds, and it's going to be controlled by the Lady Eagles. Here comes Dantes. Dantes has got the ball. She gets it up over half. She takes a sidestep, gets away from number three, Darlene. Darlene's got some great hustle put on her. The ball comes over. Here comes the ball on the floor. Picked up forward pass to Darlene. Darlene's got the ball, puts it up. Looks like there's going to be a foul on Dantezza. Rolls off the top of the rim and comes down. So we're at another foul against the Lady Eagles. We're up to 16 fouls there now. And the Lady Lynx have a chance at the shot. Looks like number three, Darlene. Darlene has the ball. She sets, she controls, she puts it up off the back iron a little bit too hard. And it bounces out. We got another substitution for the Eagles. Chloe comes in to take her turn on the floor, and Mariana sits down. And we see Alyssa over on the sideline. She's got her foot elevated with a nice back up. We'll see how she's doing later. Another shot goes up, hits the front iron, comes down. Laney controls the ball. She's looking for an outlet. She gets to Madison. Madison has the ball. She passes it off to Dantezza. Dantezza rips the ball. She gets a step. Julius sets a nice little pick there. Dantezza is working hard. She's being guarded really tightly there by number 24, Angel Brown. Dantezza finally gets away with the ball, gets it off to Julia. Julia's got the ball, works to the left side. She's all crossed up by number three. Number three, Darlene, was in just a little bit too tight with her arms and legs there and kind of trips up Julia. So side out to the Eagles. Chloe has the ball. She's looking for some help. Gives it off to the outlet, Madison. Madison works hard, dribbles around to the right side. She's working hard. Pass it down to Dantezza, who kicks it out to the right side for Laney. Laney puts it up, hits the back iron, can't quite get her own rebound. Picked up by number 23, who throws the ball, bounces at Julia's feet, bounces forward to number two, Kiana. Kiana has the ball, tries to put up a shot there, but she hits, wraps up Dantezza all over her arms. I think that might be it for Dantezza. She's going to sit down. That's five for Dantezza. Great job she's done out there tonight, really hustling up there. Really tough on the Lady Eagles. Got 2 minutes and 55 seconds to go with. The score is 42-15 in favor of the Lynx. And we've got Alyssa on the bench with a bad ankle and Dantezza sitting down with fouls. And number two, Kiana Ullery, is up for her free throws. The first one is up and misses. She has the ball. She bounces. She shits. She puts that one up. And that one switches through. We're at 44-15 with 2:55 left to go. All right. Here comes Chloe. Chloe Gardner is picking up the ball. Julian sets up a post, but the ball is picked away, dropped off onto the floor. Swish back up from number 24, Angel, finding an open Lynx. Can't quite control it. Julian's got the ball, feeds it back to Chloe. Chloe has the ball. She dribbles out of trouble. Julian stops there, sets up a pick, breaks up the defense a little bit. Madison has the ball. She's driving up. She's going to have to get it on. She loses the handle on her, and it's going to go back to the blue ball because last touched out there by number three, Darlene. Here we go. Chloe's got the ball. She has it. She works around. Madison sets up the pick, is holding still. That ball bounces out of bounds, and the refs are trying to watch other things they don't quite see. But it's the possession of the Eagles. Chloe's going to have the ball out just outside the right wing. Long pass over the court to Julie. Julie has the ball. Madison stops. Everybody's holding position. Turns, gives the ball to Madison. Madison bounces down, gives it to Julie. Julie takes it from right, puts it up, can't quite get it in. Rebound by Chloe. Chloe's covered up. Back out to Madison. Can't quite get a cover on it. Rebounded there by number 22 for the Lynx. Connie gets the ball, puts it up ahead. They keep shooting up the air. Looks like we're going to have a reach-in foul by Chloe, and I don't know. That might be it for Chloe. Yep, that's five for Chloe. Chloe's going to sit down. We're at the two-minute mark, and Mariana comes back on the floor for the Lady Eagles, and it looks like number two, Kiana, is going to the free throw line. All right, people get their positions on the defense, so Kiana has the ball. She puts it up, and she drops that one in. Nothing but that, right through the middle. All right. Another bounce. Bounce off the iron, back into Mariana's hands. Mariana pitches it back to Madison. Madison's bringing the ball up the court. She's being guarded tightly there by number three. Finds Jillian on an outlet way on the right post. Double teamed over there. Jillian turns around, feeds it to Madison. Madison takes a dribble. She's going to lose the handle on it. It goes back. Laney picks it up on an errant pass. She gives it to Jillian. Jillian backs to Madison. They hear footsteps. She stops. Julia's trying to set a little rolling pick back into Laney. Laney puts it up off the glass, and it drops in, and we're at 44-17 with 1 minute and 30 seconds left to go. They forgot to bring the ball all the way back to the referee, so we got to get change of possession here. It's going to be blue ball again. The Eagles have it. Jillian Savage, she's looking for some help. She bounces into Laney. Laney puts up a shot and sinks it. I think that's just a long two-pointer. We're now 44-19. All right, here come the Lady Lynx. A minute 20 left to go. Number 24, Angel's got the ball. She almost loses the handle. She pitches it back to Darlene. They control it. Way down in the corner, number 22, Tawny has it. She's covered up by Mariana. Mariana pitches it back. It goes up off the back glass. Number two, Kiana, has another set of points there. We're at 46-19. And I hear a whistle. Looks like we got a timeout for the Lady Eagles at 1:02 left to go. It's still been an exciting game. You can see the ladies on all the teams are working really hard. They haven't quite got the handle on it for the Lady Eagles. Of course, they're down, three players now. We've got Dontezza and Chloe out on fouls and Alyssa out on the injury. So the rest of the ladies are going to have to step it up. I see the boys are in the stands giving them support and encouragement. They come up next year in just a short bit. That game's scheduled to go off at 8. I think there'll be about a 10 or 15-minute cool-down warm-up as they get ready to go here. So both teams are back on the floor. Looks like it's going to be a side in for the Eagles underneath the Lynx basket. Chloe's got the ball. She passes into Laney. Laney's bringing it up to court. She gets it over to Julia. Julia's looking for some help. Mariana comes in, sets the pick. Laney has the ball. She dribbles down to the right side. She passes to Julia. Julia's all tied up. She gets it back to Laney. Not quite in control, and Laney has it off her fingers. It bounces out of bounds. And it's going to be side out for the Lynx. They've got it there at the right wing. Pitches away over number three. Darlene has the ball. She's working up the side. Julian's coming up the trail. Pitches over to number 24, Angel. Angel has the ball. Pitches back to Kiana. They're working hard. We're down to 38 seconds left to go. At the three-point line, here comes a shot. And it goes in. And it's out to ladies and gentlemen. That's 49-19, and we're down to 25 seconds left to go. Madison has the ball. Bring it up over half court. Julia sets a nice pick and roll. She stops. Back over to Laney. We're down to 20 seconds. Goes over to Mariana. Mariana can't quite get her hands on it. It goes up above her hands, and off it goes. Back to the Lynx. We got 18 seconds left to go here. Here comes Darlene's got the ball. She drives up the right wing. She finds the pass comes to her. It gets tipped away, and it goes back. Kiana has the ball. She's worried it's stolen by Julia, but Julia can't quite get through four defenders there, but she's got three. Darlene has the ball. It goes up at the final buzzer, and that's the end of the game at 49-19 for the Lady Lynx. What a great hustle out there by all the participants, but at the end of the score, that's 49-19 in favor of the Lady Lynx. And what a great game. Well, I'm going to turn this back to our respective stations for those of you listening on KIAM, AM 630 here at the Nenana Valley. I'll turn it over to the station there. They're going to get a list out. We'll be right back with you with another simulcast here going shortly between the Nenana Lynx boys and the men Eagles. So for KSDP, 830 on the AM dial and 88.1 FM K201DA over in King Cole. I'll turn it back to you, Austin. Looks like we've got 15 minutes before we start the boys' game.